The German government is potentially willing to endorse a UN resolution supporting military action against Iraq. So says Germany's foreign ministry, and as equivocal as that position may sound, it marks a big shift from the strident anti-war rhetoric that got Chancellor Gerhard Schröder re-elected in September and that soured relations with Washington. Germany's position is under increased scrutiny since it has just rotated onto the UN Security Council and will chair the council in February, when a war resolution may become real. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Here's the kind of statement German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder made over and over on the campaign trail.
Und deswegen noch einmal und ganz klar und ohne wenn und aber.
I will say it again, straight, with no ifs, ands or buts. I am against military intervention in Iraq, and under my leadership, Germany will never participate in such an adventure.
But this week, Schröder is talking ifs, buts and sometimes.
Wir Deutsche wissen aus eigener Erfahrung, dass Diktatoren manchmal nur mit Gewalt zu stoppen sind.
In a televised New Year's Eve speech, Schröder said that Germans know from experience that sometimes only force can stop a dictator. Earlier, he suggested Germany might support a UN resolution for war against Iraq should it come up while Germany is on the Security Council.
His government has big problems with credibility.
Christoph von Marschall is the opinion page editor for one of Berlin's daily papers, Der Tagesspiegel.
Domestically, they have a lot of problems to explain to the public why they changed their position. And for the moment, the government is just denying that there's any change. But it will be very hard in February when it comes maybe to the decision in the Security Council and to keep with those promises of the electoral campaign.
The opposition, Christian Democrats, are already investigating whether Schröder withheld bad economic news during the election. Now the government's shift on Iraq has angered some political allies in parliament, where Schröder's ruling coalition holds just a slim majority. But political analyst Ingo Peters says Schröder needed to move away from his campaign stance to please his international audience.
You can only gain some sort of impact on what happens within NATO or, if at all, in Washington, if you are going about it a little bit more diplomatic than they did it during the election campaign.
Peters says Schröder must now establish enough credibility to make rational arguments against war. He says that would balance two strong German desires to be influential internationally, but never again an aggressor.
This kind of cultural thing, you know, this kind of what is the military for? And how can we use it? Some people ascribe it to the historical background of Germany, but I would say of Europe and the different kind of strategy that has been applied after the Second World War, trying to argue, convince, to talk people into peace.
Opinion polls still show most Germans oppose military action against Iraq, but pollster Richard Hilmer says support goes up if hypothetical war scenarios include UN backing. He says Schröder may be able to pull off this political balancing act.
So far, he is not sending any troops and any really military support. I think people, the majority at least, in Germany can live with this kind of slight contradiction.
So far, Schröder has committed troops to guarding American bases in Germany. He's also agreed to leave biological weapons experts in place in Kuwait and sell Patriot missiles to Israel. All acts the government defines as part of a logical, supportive role. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.